Oh, hello there. It is I, the Count. Yes, they call me the Count because I love to count things. Today I am going to tell you a story about when I was a very young little Count. Yes, I'm going to tell you about my first day at school.
The first day that I went to school, yes, I remember clearly. My mommy made me leave at home the spiders I loved dearly. I felt a little sad as I walked through the classroom door. But then I saw more children than I'd ever seen before. Ha ha, I cried, my new school will be fun. For I can count all of the children one by one. Yes, I'll count Gregory and Sue, that makes number one and two. I'll count Boris and Igor, that makes number three and four. Morris, Jane and Eloise, five, six, seven if you please. Theodore and Adeline make number eight and number nine. And then I will count Ben, for Ben is number ten. Yes, there's Gregory, Sue and Boris, Igor, Eloise and Morris, Theodore, Jane and Adeline and Ben. And that makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The teacher taught the alphabet. We had to learn each letter. The alphabet was not much fun, but then things got much better. The teacher said, my children dear, it's time for numbers now. Can anybody count to ten? A small voice yelled, and how? Just watch, I cry, before this class is done. I will count all of the children one by one. Yes, I'll count Gregory and Sue, that makes number one and two. I'll count Boris and Igor, that makes number three and four. Morris, Jane and Eloise, five, six, seven if you please. Theodore and Adeline make number eight and number nine. And then I will count Ben, for Ben is number ten. Yes, there's Gregory, Sue and Boris, Igor, Eloise and Morris, Theodore, Jane and Adeline and Ben. And that makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, everybody, all together now. There's Gregory, Sue and Boris, Igor, Eloise and Morris, Theodore, Jane and Adeline and Ben. And that makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, ha-ha, but those are only just some of the children in the class. Next, I must count the rest of the children. Then I must count the children in all the other classes in the school. And then I will count all the children in all the schools everywhere. Ah, let's meet again. There's Ermengarde, that's 11. There's Gerhard, 12. Renati, 13. Steve, 14. Bella,
15. Good morning, class. Good morning, class. Thank you. As you know, your regular teacher, Sister Rosetta Stone, is on a small vacation. However, she does send her love and these finger paintings and dust cloths she's making. I am your substitute teacher, Sister Mary Elephant. Attention. Attention, class. Class. Thank you. Young man. Now give me that knife.
Hey, give me a mask.
Thank you.
Hey,
now, class, you all know who I am, so let's find out who you are. Class.
Far out, man.
Thank you.
Hey, come on, man.
Now, class, Sister Rosetta has informed me that your assignment for the last 2 months has been to write an essay entitled, How I Spent My Summer Vacation. Who would like to read theirs before the class? Class! 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 Shut up! Thank you. Young man in the first row, stand up, state your name, and read your essay.
Who, me?
Yes, read your essay, please.
I don't have it finished yet, man.
Well, then read what you have, young man.
The first day, my vacation. What I did on my summer vacation. The first day of my vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The second day of my summer vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job.
I gotta go to the camp.
Then I hung out in front of the drugstore.
Hey!
The third day of my summer vacation.
Hey, elephant!
I woke up.
That's fine.
Then I went downtown to look for a job.
That's fine, young
then
man.
Then I got a job.
Young man.
Keeping people from hanging young out man. In front of the drugstore.
Young man.
Shut up!
Thank you.
I still gotta go to the camp, man.
Now, class, I have a surprise for you. I'm going to read you some poems out of this lovely book of poetry. The sun kisses the morning skies. The birds kiss the butterflies. The dew kisses the morning grass. Class!
Wake up!
I gotta go to the can, man.
Dirty Rustling Films presents Ben Franklin, Hero or Hophead.
I wanted the woods and the Indians to sleep with me. But I was afraid of the cold and made them sleep outside. So I never felt the touch of a warm, naked Indian or in a cold, naked forest.
Ben Franklin, the only president of the United States who was never president of the United States. Was he an early drug user? Let's see. He wrote of it in Poor Dick's Conspiracy in 1761, while still an apprentice bookmaker in colonial Philadelphia.
So I betook me to the Hash Fire Inn for a secret caucus of the hotheads, rebellious libertines all lusting for life and liberty. The real George Washington brought to him, and I the evening papers. We quickly proceeded to get Sarah Adams and young Tom Efferson goodly stretched by the hemp, which smoked us all like Boston scrub. What a fetid fervor of freedom.
I say, let's have a revolution.
It was Larry Sam, the tax collector, to which Big Ben replied,
fine, Sam. Then we can invite over a bunch of immigrants and make cars.
Yes, 1761. Hemp kindled the fires of American history. Nerdy clockwork films. Alternate history. Alternate culture.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that Washington never told a lie. I learned that soldiers seldom die. I learned that everybody's free. That's what the teacher said to me. That's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that policemen are my friends. I learned that justice never ends. I learned that murderers die for the crimes, even if we make a mistake sometime. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine?
I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that war is not so bad. I learned about the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. That's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
Hi, I'm Ron Pentecost, welcoming you to the wonderful, wacky world of radio announcing. You know, friends say to me, Ron, how can I tell if I'm that lucky candidate who qualifies for that fast-paced, high-paying, everybody-likes-me kind of life you call the wonderful, wacky world of radio announcing? And I say to them, dear friends, what I'll say to you right now. Today's announcers have natural voices, typical of most of us. But you know you're not born with that special ability. Oh, no. The ability to breathe life into words, to give meaning to your sponsor's message. Here's an urgent message. So you don't forget, order before midnight tomorrow. A sincere message. Offer void where prohibited by law. An authoritative message. Substantial interest penalty for early withdrawal. A comedic message. Back to you, Peter Marshall. I repeat, you're not born with these abilities, but you can buy them right now at the Ron Pentecost School of Radio Announcing. And there are new classes forming soon for our Reverb Workshop. Interested in this kind of life? Of course you are. So write today for a free brochure to the Ron Pentecost School of Radio Announcing, Post Office Box 17, Pacoima. Not affiliated with Columbia School of Broadcasting, Columbia Broadcasting System, or anybody else.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that. And but and or get you pretty far.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cards to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like, in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak. Although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very...
Doing my homework while I watch TV. Half a mind on some old show and a half on history. It fouls me up though, what a mess I'm in. This is what my teacher reads when I turn my homework in. The father of our country was Mr. Ben Cartwright. Caesar conquered Lawrence Welk on Channel 4 last night. Lassie licked Napoleon with the help of Elliot Ness. Dr. Kildare then delivered the Gettysburg Address.
And Superman took Richmond and he won the Civil War. Columbus sailed the ocean looking for car 54. McHale's Navy sank the Maine on Candid Camera 2. Ed Sullivan says, give me liberty or else a real big shoe.
Doing my homework while I watch TV. Lately it sounds more like TV Guide than history. I can't turn the set off, though I know I should. Here's the homework I just did, I'm afraid it don't sound good.
Lindbergh flew a hootin' and he crossed the ocean wide. Paul Revere rode Mr. Ed and roused the countryside. Texas won its independence on the Late Late Show. Jim Bowie said to Jimmy Dean, remember the Alamo.
And Aaron Burr shot Hamilton.
Where?
Right in the Twilight Zone.
Oh.
A Dutch kid stuck his finger in the Dick Van Dyke, it's known. Custer had his last stand on Route 66, yes, sir. Johnny Carson said, I have but one life to give for my sponsor.
Doing my homework while I watch TV. Half a mind on some old show and half on history.
Is for the eggs that you eat. C is for the kangaroo with bouncy feet. A is for the otter in the sea. N is for the bird up in the tree. And T is for the house made of sticks. S is for my favorite number, which is 5. P is for tomato. And E is also for tomato. L, why not? It's for tomato. And one more L for that's the end.
What's that spell?
I don't know.
I'm 5 years old. My name is Saturday. Saturday morning. I'm a kid. It happened at 3:25 last Monday. I was on my way home from kindergarten when I noticed it was missing. My lollipop. My teacher, Miss Brown, had given me the lollipop for good behavior. It was a good lollipop. Strawberry. I made up my mind to get it back. At 3:29, I checked back at the playground. Two strange kids were playing in the sand pile. I checked their pockets. Just as I thought, they were full of sand. 3:45, there was a man selling ice cream bars at the school gate. I decided to question him.
Hello, mister.
What can I do for you, son?
I'm looking for a strawberry, sucker.
What?
I mean, I'm looking for a strawberry sucker.
Get lost.
I marked him down in my book as a possible 518 and went across the street to the candy store. It was 3:59. There were some tough kids playing tap the icebox. It looked suspicious. They had one kid locked in an icebox and the others were playing taps. I broke up the game and booked them all on a 412. The kid who'd been in the icebox demanded protection. I walked him around the corner. We watched the gang. They started to play hopscotch. It looked phony. Then I knew. Someone was throwing the game. The kid I was with said he had to leave. Said he had to go finish beating the erasers for Miss Brown. I checked under his fingernails. He was telling the truth. I found chalk dust. 4:06. It was getting late. Still no lollipop. Had to move fast. My friend Donovan came by. He's in the first grade. He had a kitty car with a wagon in back. I jumped in the wagon. All right, Donovan, go to the corner of 14th and Caterpillar and step on it. 14th Street, the neighborhood of our rival school, PS 87. It was a rough section. The school was so tough even the teachers played hooky. It was so tough they printed report cards on sandpaper. I was in over my head. I knew it.
At first, the schoolyard looked peaceful enough. I saw the janitor feeding the pigeons. Then I noticed he was feeding them to his family. I told Donovan to pick me up in 10 minutes. It was 4:19. Then I saw him, the toughest kid in the neighborhood, Fatso. He was big, at least 3 feet 6. He was a man mountain. He must have weighed 80 pounds. I could tell he was in second grade. He had that look, tired, cynical, sophisticated. There was something odd about his face, something strange about his mouth. Then I saw it, sticking out of his mouth, my sucker. All right, Fatso, this is it.
Listen, bud, you're asking for a licking.
That's right. I'd like to lick my sucker again, if you don't mind.
Scram, punk.
Listen, Fatso, you tough.
Yeah.
I knew it the minute I looked at you. Would you mind giving me my sucker? I gotta be home in exactly 10 minutes.
Why?
Gotta take my nap. When he started laughing, he took the sucker out of his mouth. I saw my chance. I grabbed the sucker and started to run. Donovan came by just in time. I jumped in the wagon. It was downhill now. It was easy. We got away. I felt good inside. I had it again. My lollipop. The story you have just heard was true. Only the flavor was changed to protect the sucker.
Too fat for me. No, Marley, you have laptops. Now, how many times have you been watching the poker parade on your television and said to yourself, oh, if only I could have played the accordion like that, oh, the girls I could get. And who does get the money, the praise, the fame and the gals at all of those big church dances? You betcha the accordion player. So if you've been thinking that you would like to play both ends against the middle, well, why not look into the Wally Pedroski School for the Accordion? In just 56 short easy lessons, we teach you how to play the tunes that are guaranteed to drive the gals wild. The polkas, the jigs, the old western songs, the waltzes, the music that's always in demand. So if you want to learn to play the accordion for the pure joy of a going in and out, or simply so that you can wear the sexy lederhosen that drive the little babushkas into a frenzy, I think it's about time you enrolled in the Wally Pedroski School for the Accordion. And make sure you don't get squeezed out of all the action and you sign up to that. Okay, let's go, boys. A one and a two.
I'm almost out of school. Life couldn't be sweeter. I just got chills. Mom, turn on the heater! Mom! You turn on the heater! After a high school degree, is my education through? Hell no! I got debt to accrue. Besides, think about it. I'm graduating in May. Do I want to work or do I want to delay?
Delay. I want to delay.
Oh, my guidance counselor asked, have you thought of a career? No, I'll be in school for the next 10 years. Don't rush me. High school thoughts about college. I'm just avoiding a job. I don't need to know knowledge. High school thoughts about college. Once I have a degree, employers have to acknowledge. Right? That's what I hear. My counselor asked, what school are you leaning to? Haven't thought about it, but I've been meaning to. If it's next to the beach and the classes are cheap and I'm able to pass while I'm half asleep, then I'm in. Any suggestions? Community college. That's no fun, unless the girl-to-guy ratio is 3-1, then submit my transcripts. Submit my transcripts. There's Florida State. All my friends go there. Do they offer my major? Yeah, like I care. The major doesn't matter. A degree's a degree. The only exponent I want to see is E to the Z, baby. Get it? Easy. I could do math and have homework every day of the week, or do English, the language that I already speak. So, English is a no-brainer. I want no homework labs or anything of the kind. I want an open book test I can take online. If the major's hard, I'll change it. That's called independence. And if I sleep in, could just sign the attendance. High school thoughts about college. I'm just avoiding a job, I don't need to know knowledge. High school thoughts about college. Once I have a degree, I'll know more words around with college. Because I got two. Knowledge and eggnowledge.
Hear ye! I said, look a here. Hear ye! It has a brand new craze of blaze today. Just quite the vote, some fun I'll say. What ho, let's go, collegiate, hear ye, hear ye. Snap your fingers, walk around a bit, shake your shoulders, go to town a bit. When it's gotcha, you'll get hotcha, that's college rhythm. Lift your skirt, or lift your pants a bit, first you strut and then you dance a bit. Do it low down, high the hold down, that's college rhythm. Sway, and then you stop, and then you hop, and then you just must add a little rumba. It's so easy, there's no trick in it. Learn it quick and get the kick in it. All the world will soon be doing it. Hey, professor, yes, sir, that's college rhythm. Fingers, walk around a bit, shake your shoulders, go to town a bit. I said, when it's gotcha, you'll get hotcha. That's college rhythm. Side, lift your skirt, or lift your pants a bit. First you strut, and then you dance a bit. I do it low down, hidey, hidey, hold down. That's college rhythm. Oh, sway. And then you stop, and then you hop, and then you just must add a little rumba. Oh, it's so easy, there's no trick in it. Learn it quick and get the kick in it. All this world will soon be doing it. Hey, professor, yowza, yowza, that's college rhythm.
Alpha, Theta, Delta, Gamma, Theta, Lambda, Chi, Omega, Phi, yeah. Let me, give me, one a half a dollar, wear a Arab collar, lo, Eureka, Sigma, Kappa, Tappa, half a K. That's the Greek for all the lodges we belong to. Stigma, dogma, delta, hand of poker, tomato and potato, collie, gentlemen, we.
Okay, good morning, class. You all take your seats now, if you would, and welcome to BitSlap 101. I am your professor, KBC, and we are looking at the fact that it's school time again. I know you don't like it. Hey, too bad. I mean, everybody's got to go to school, right? Yeah, except for me. I'm retired. but I feel bad for the rest of you who do. So this is my attempt to try and cheer you up. I don't know. We'll see what we can do for you. We started with Sesame Street and the Count's first day at school. I remember my first day at school. Oh, glad I don't have to do that again. Cheech and Chong after that, Sister Mary Elephant. The Nerdy Classroom Films was from the Fireside Theaters. Everything You Know is Wrong, which is why they're teaching it to you in school. Got it? Pete Seeger after that, covering Tom Paxton. What did you learn in school today, kid? Huh? Come on, tell your old man right here. Tell me all about it. We heard from Stephen Zagrodnik, the Ron Pentecost School of Radio Announcing. Look what it did for me, folks. Yes, sir. Schoolhouse Rock after that, Conjunction Junction, doing my homework while I watch TV, was Homer and Jethro, and of course all the rest of us for all our lives. Ben Casey, Dr. Kildare, all those things. Bonanza. And then we heard from Mike Furman, I-C-A-N-T-S-P-E-L-L. What does that spell? I don't know. I can't spell. Dragnet Goes to Kindergarten was Ricky Vera, and I really want to slap that kid. I just, something about him just makes me want to smack him really hard. Not to hurt him, you understand, but just to kind of wake him up and let him know I'm watching. You know what I mean? He was on my lawn. The Wally Pridrowski Accordion School after that, followed by Toby Turner High School, Thought About College. And then two college songs. We heard from Jack Oakey from 1934 College Rhythm, and then Fred Waring and his Love in Pennsylvanians from 1925. That was collegiate. All right. So, yeah, I remember school. I went to school back in the 50s and 60s, so I came up with a whole set of 50s and 60s school-type songs for your entertainment enjoyment, and here they come now. Please listen closely. There will be some kind of a weird quiz. All right? Back in a few.
Oh, RBC. I'm the music teacher, dig? That's who I am. I want to know if all you cats and kittens did your homework on Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah, that's from my homework.
Solid. Let's hear your homework there, my man, Fats.
Mary had a little lamb. His face was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, that crazy lamb would go.
Fats, that's tough. Now let's hear you coaches do your stuff.
They followed her to school, which was against the rule. The teacher flipped his lid,
but the lamb just played it cool.
Get in the corner with old Charlie Brown. Now let's hear Elvis put it down.
You ain't nothing but a little lamb, a little lamb. So Mary did that square. Cause when I get back, I'm gonna be
your daddy back.
Elvis, you're still king. Cozy, cozy. No use rushing. Knock out your homework on that old crush.
Mary, part two.
Man, this class is saying something. Get out, everybody. Cut the sessions through. I'm strolling down to the kindergarten to check what the little cats can do. You ready, Ricky? Frankie? Fabian? Fabian? Fabian! What do you mean I gotta go? Now wait! I don't get you! Now wait, class! Cool it! All class dismissed!
High School USA.
Kid that could ever be. They come from Walden Science and Richmond Hill. You band to Long Island and Yorkville, Flushing, Cleveland, Washington, Jamaica, Bushwick, Madison, Far Rockaway, Erasmus too. Well, I want to do the high school vibe with you. Yeah. Well, come Saturday morning, they were still going strong. They've been rocking and rolling all night long.
High School USA.
No time to study on their ABCs.
High School USA.
They're getting their lessons on the birds and the bees.
High School USA.
Yeah, all across the floor they are doing the hop. Everybody doing that a high school bop. They come from Bay Ridge, Lincoln, Forest Hills, Lewis Lane, Pottinsville, Monroe, Midwood, Jefferson, New Door, Pine, Jackson, Richmond, Stuyvesant, Irving too. Well, I want to do the high school barbecue. There was Van Buren, Tappan, Newtown High, Manuel, Utrecht, Bayside, Tilden, Curtis, Roosevelt, Seward, Hunter, Lafayette, Bryant, Columbus, Sheepshead too. Well, I want to do the high school bop with you. Uh-huh.
High school,
look out!
When some loud bragger tries to get me down, say it's great. I tell him right away, what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state. So be true to your school. Saki would be a girl guy. Be true to your school now. And let your color. Sweater
I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I could go home. I throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. The school gal, baby, gonna taste some news. You should look good in the baby doll shoe. Well, it's a 1, 2, a 4 of your shoes. A 3, 4, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. Throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we'll start to rock. The school gal, baby, gonna taste some news. Cause you look good in them baby doll shoes. Well, it's a 1, 2, a 4 of your shoes. A 3, 4, get out on the floor. A 5, 6, come get your kicks down on the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! Well, let's go now. Well, it's 1, 2, a pull up your shoes. 3, 4, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. You gotta move. Start rocking, baby. Rockin', baby. Gonna rock all night. Rock all night. Just wait and see. Yeah!
Okay, now next. Here at the Capitol Club, Beat Street Jack reading his latest poem, Famous Accounting School. Go get him, Jack.
Gone is the 20th century, when accounting was a drab and nerdy occupation for the little guy. Now the lid is off, the votes are in. There's Famous Accountant School. Learn to drive the big stealer dealers, sales tax evasion, offshore loan sharking, multiple cokehead re-entry bookkeeping, cookbooks, spend bucks, click here now. Incorporate in a warmer climate before it gets too hot at home. Handle in the infra-thin. Trade interstate emissions, hedge gas, futures, a virtual balance sheet, Richter B. Get out of the pit and get onto the pendulum. It's all thrills. It's a closed course and you're a trained driver at Famous Accountant School. No one turned down. Confidentiality assured. Change your life today. Get all the perks, benefits, stock options and admiration from your fellow men that comes with a high floor, multinational partnership, and a secure and immediate fiscal retirement plan. Hey, stop being a mock. Learn mock-to-market electrical three-prong Monty at Famous Accountant School. Click here now. No tests, no classes, no books or interviews. Click here now. Our skilled instructors have invaded prosecution for white-collar crimes and sought political payoffs for decades. Jump over the bright line. Click here now. Win your personal race to the bottom line. Click here now. Restate your revenue over and over and over again. Every time you slide, like rawhide, through a legal loophole at Famous Accountant School. So click here now. Click here now.
As we walked along, the wind was blowing and the night was cold, but we were lost in in a world all our own. School day love, although in time we may say goodbye, our precious memories will never die. The memory of our first school day love. After the dance was over, we talked as we walked along. The wind was blowing and the night was cold, but we were lost in a world all our own. School day love, although in time we may say goodbye, our precious memories will never die.
was almost done, and it was time for a summer's fun. The teacher said to me, hey you, I'm off the side that you're going to.
Summer school, summer school, summer school.
Please tell me why. And she told me I didn't learn a one single subject in any class.
Summer school, summer school, summer school, summer school.
Cause my old man's gonna break my head, and my little gal and me be through when she finds out that I'm going to
summer school.
Oh, oh, oh,
summer school.
Oh,
summer school.
Okay, so I did promise you a quiz, did I not? I did say that there would be a quiz on this next set. So the first question is, what was the first song in that set? Well, fortunately it's an open book test, so I can tell you that the first song was the Rockefellers from the Philippines by way of, I believe, New Jersey. A father and four sons. Their biggest hit, of course, was Killer Joe, and that was School Bells Are Ringing. Oh yes, Bo Diddley after that, Back to School. Chuck Berry and The Class. High School USA, the New York edition, was Tommy Bubba Facenda from 1959. There are at least 28 different versions of that song for different areas of the country, and I'm working really hard to try and gather them all together, put them in a box, and send them deep down into the ocean. Somewhere where they'll never be found again. But that's not really nice, because it's a cool thing, right? But, you know, I'm sure he's not getting rich off of that. We heard from the Cynics and Be True to Your School. The Rock and Roll High School was the Shonen Knife, of course, the Shonen Knife. Listen to me. The Boppatones after that, School of Rock and Roll, followed by the Superstocks, a Gary Usher leisure service there. Gary Usher had his fingers in a lot of pies. That was the Superstocks, and that was, of course, Hot Rod High. And then we heard from Rick Nelson, Waiting in School, from Ozzy and Harriet. Remember him. Not to be confused with Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick. Free plug for you, Rick. After that, the Firesign Theater back again. Beale Street Jacks, Famous Accountant School, followed by Don Sheridan from 1958. School Day Love. Boppin' High School Baby was Don Willis. And then the Superstocks, again, Gary Usher. Never one to know when to quit when he's ahead. School is a Drag. School's Out. Alice Cooper hit from 45 Grave. Not sure when that was. The originals after that, and the original Summer Horror Story.
Summer School.
So, all right, I got one more for you. This you've heard before, and it's worth every minute of it. And, I'll give you a full introduction. It's called Sex Education by Stiller and Mira. We lost Dan Mira, I believe, earlier this year. Or maybe it was last year. You know, I don't remember things like I used to, but a great loss to us all, but we still have Stiller and, well, Ben. I'll see you next week. Have a good one.
Now, for the purposes of reviewing, who can give me a definition, the meaning of the word Hygiene. Howard?
Bodily functions.
Very good. All right, now, Kevin, can you be more explicit on that?
Clean.
Clean. Diane?
Yes, it's a method we use so we don't become diseased.
Ill. Ill is the word, Diane. Now, we're going to take a new subject today, the subject of reproduction, or how we come to be.
Oh boy.
Now, I wonder who can tell me what we mean by the word reproduction. Kevin?
Born.
Born, very good. Diane?
Baby.
Baby, born. Howard?
I agree.
All right, Howard. Now, I wonder who can tell me what we mean when we say how we come to be.
Oh,
Diane?
Yes. Well, there's a man and a woman, mm-hmm. and they live in this house, mm-hmm. and they finish dinner, and they turn off the television set, and they go upstairs, and then they go to sleep.
All right, Diane. You see, Diane, you misunderstand the subject. The subject is reproduction, or how we come to be.
Oh yes.
Now, let's begin with the little fishes in the sea.
Oh, yeah, little fish.
The fish reproduce in the following manner. The female fish swims to a spawning place where she spawns. Yes, Diane, you have a question?
Yes, Miss Dudley, is spawning like going to sleep?
No, Diane. The fish is wide awake at all times. Now, after the female fish swims to the spawning place, she deposits her roe, and then she swims away.
Miss Dudley?
Yes, Kevin.
What's roe?
Roe is fish eggs. That's a good question. Roe. Let's say it together now.
Roe.
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 Again.
Row.
In unison.
Yeah. Row your boat gently down the sea.
Sorry, Kevin, I saw you. Don't encourage him, Howard.
Howard was singing too.
I don't care what
Howard was singing too.
Kevin's the ringleader.
Howard was singing too.
All right, people. All right, people. We'll continue now.
He always sings and I get blamed.
All right. To continue, after the female fish deposits her roe, a very wonderful thing happens.
Yeah.
The male fish swims over the roe and fertilizes the roe.
Oh.
Then he swims away.
Oh, Miss Dudley?
Yes, Kevin.
Yeah. How does that male fish, how does he fertilize all those roes?
That's a very intelligent question, Kevin. It's a very good... Yes, Howard?
The male fish, how does he fertilize all those roes?
All right, people. The male fish swims over the roe and spills a fluid on the roe. Now, this fluid contains... spermatozoa. Then the roe grow up and become fish.
Yeah, and they become fish.
Now, we learned a new word today,
yeah.
Didn't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Roe.
No. I wonder who can tell me what that new word was. Diane?
Yes, spermatozoa.
Oh, yes, spermatozoa.
Correct. Yes, Howard?
Miss Dudley?
Yes.
The male fish... does he fertilize only his wife's roes, or can he... or does he just plunk any old roe?
No, Howard, the word is fertilize, fertilize.
Does he fertilize any old roe?
Now, this is a very good point that Howard has brought up. You see, Howard, fish travel in groups called schools. So the male will only fertilize the roe of the female who is in the same school.
If he's in the same school, then he can fertilize the roe.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what happened to Harriet.
What happened to Harriet?
Georgie fertilized her roe. At the beach party.
All right, now, I'm not going to tell you again. People, please.
All right.
All right, now, Kevin, since you seem to be on the alert, I'm going to ask you for a summary, Kevin, a summary of all we've learned so far.
Well, the female fish...
Yes.
It swims to a spawning place, mm-hmm. and then it stays awake.
Yeah.
And then it deposits a whole lot of roes.
Yeah.
See? It swims away. See? How do mammals do it?
Now, this shows you've been paying attention, Kevin, mm-hmm. and it's an intelligent question. It shows mm-hmm. a questioning mind,
yeah.
and I appreciate it.
How do mammals do it?
Well, let us begin with the chicken. I wonder who can tell me how the chickens come to be. Diane?
Yes, well, there are these chickens, and there's this hen house, and at the end of the day, when they get tired, they go into this hen
all
house.
All right, and then that's fine. Very good. Kevin, can you tell me how chickens come to be?
Yeah. The female chicken.
The hen.
The hen. Lays an egg.
The word is deposit.
Oh, the hen lays a deposit.
No, she doesn't do that.
The hen lays a roe?
No, Kevin.
Well, what the heck does a hen lay?
Hen rows a leg.
Oh.
No, the hen lays a deposits an egg.
Oh, the hen.
Deposits an egg.
Deposits.
Yes, continue your thought.
An egg. And then the rooster.
That's right.
That's the male hen.
That's the male chicken, yes.
Male chicken is a rooster.
What does he do?
He comes over to the egg and he stands on top of it. And he spills spermatozoa all over the egg.
No, he doesn't do that, Kevin. Now, Kevin, I want all of you to pay attention. This is very important. The rooster fertilizes the egg before the hen deposits the egg.
Oh,
yeah. That's how my father did it. He's not a fish.
All right, Robert. Yes, Kevin.
Listen, how does the rooster fertilize the egg?
Yes.
While it's still inside of the hen.
Well, that's a good question.
I know, Miss Dudley.
Never mind, Diane.
I mean, how does he get all that spermatozoa way up inside?
He'll get to that.
Diane, will you shut up? Now, class, I want you to know you're all asking very good questions. Chickens and fish are different.
Oh.
You got that?
Yeah,
now,
sure.
Chickens reproduce chickens by making physical contact.
Oh, yeah.
Is that clear?
Sure, yes, yeah. Sure.
No, that's not clear.
It's clear.
No, I'm afraid I've confused you a little bit.
No, my mother has
words,
a book.
With the words physical contact. All right, Kevin. Now, please put your hand down, Diane.
Yeah, my mother has a book. You know.
All right, forget about your mother's book.
All right.
We are studying reproduction.
Yeah, she keeps it in the bedroom there.
Kevin. All these very strange and mysterious things will suddenly become clear to you tomorrow.
I can bring in some pictures if
you
like.
No, you can't bring in pictures, Kevin. Okay. You will understand these things tomorrow when we study reproduction
in
the mammal. Tomorrow, Kevin.
All right.
We'll sum up right now. Howard?
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly.
That will do, Howard. Kevin?
Sperm at the show.
All right, fine. Diane?
Well, fish and chickens have babies without ever going to sleep.
Class dismissed.